Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend, Ray Allen. Ray, engineering and producing the show. Enjoy today, Ray, and all of the listeners, because today is going to be the relatively cool day out of the next, say, 10, as we push by the time this thing is over. We'll, you know, the stratosphere, certainly over 110 before it's all over. But we'll get through it. It is Monday, June the 12th, 2017, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening, KVOI.com, and my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Our live line number, 790-2040. If you'd like to join in the conversation at any time during the hour, you are always welcome. We begin our program on Monday with our Monday political face-off, usually a different team of commentators each week. Bruce Ash is a longtime supporter of our program. Bruce is in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Bruce, how are you?
I'm dandy, thank you.
Good to see you.
I see you.
Always nice to welcome Aaron Rottenstein. Aaron is the treasurer of the Pima County Democratic Party. He's a fine young man who got involved with politics when he must have been about 8 years old. No, you got involved really early, didn't you?
College, yeah.
Yeah, college, and you've gone on to, you know, doing real well as a millennial who really cares about politics, and it's good to have you here again,
it's
Aaron.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Bill.
Bruce, I want to say something about Emil. We talked a little bit about Emil Franzi on our Friday roundtable, in our own little way on the roundtable, our own little tribute, but I wanted to let you have a moment or two because you have said, and by the way, our friend Dylan Smith at TucsonSentinel.com and Blake Morlock both did really nice pieces about media icon Emil Franzi and his passing last week at the age of 78. Emil would have been 79 on the 4th of July.
On July 4th, yeah. That's right.
But, of course, he was the host of Inside Track on this station for 12 years and his companion show, Voices of the West. But you have said in the tribute pieces that Emil was really a mentor to you.
Oh, there's no question about it. I remember the first time I met him at Guinea's Cafe. And, you know, he took me under his wing really at that moment. And, you know, most of what I have learned and whatever political success I've had as an activist in the Republican Party is really, I think, in large part due to the friendship and to the mentoring that he very, very generously gave to me. You know, I listened to some of the stories that Emil told. He told some of the same stories about 100 times. But, you know, what he was trying to, I think, communicate to me was that, you know, this is the way that politics is conducted, even in the 21st century.
Yes.
You know, I mean, electronics is different and social media makes it different. And there's lots and lots of changes, you know, in terms of demographics and so on. But you know, how the game is played, how the war is fought, was an integral part of what Franzi did for many, many years, not just with candidates, Bill and Aaron, but also on many initiatives and mm-hmm. many very special questions of the day. And he also was so different than most of the politicians of today and most of the political people of today, because most of his friends were not Republicans and conservatives. They were Democrats, and they were very liberal, and they got together on a regular basis. Dave Steele, for example, mm-hmm. who's a tremendous strategist for Democratic causes and for all kinds of different causes as well.
Aaron, you know Dave Steele. Yeah, he's
And he and David were tremendous friends, and David Fitzsimmons and Jim Ninsel and Dylan, of course, and you know, he read like crazy. I mean, he always had four or five books going at one time. He was in the living room when David Nolan started the Libertarian Party.
Huh.
He was one of the founders of the Libertarian Party.
I did not know that.
And he's been a Democrat at different times of his mm-hmm. life. He was a strategist for Ed Moore, supervisor Ed Moore, back in the day. And, you know, there was so many sides to him. You know,
the institutional memory, and I pointed this out Friday, and that's something that we don't have a lot of, Aaron, in this town. People who've been around a long time and have seen changes.
I mean, they talk about, you know, he knew where all the bodies were buried, but he understood, you know, who the people were, how to connect the dots. And he was a fascinating guy. His love of animals, his love of conservation, which he also thought was good politics as well, is legendary. His work, you know, look, he certainly helped Ray Carroll. Ray was one of his chief clients and friends, and he was a mentor to Ray as well, Bill. But at the same time, he worked with Democrat Sharon Bronson.
Oh, yes,
and
he
was
did.
Very integral from the first election that she won all the way up to the last one. So
and he was he strategized with Sharon, and even though this station tends to lean a little bit more to the conservative side, Sharon bought a lot of spots on this station when she made the run. And because even though you're sometimes maybe preaching to the choir, there's a lot of folks that you can move over one way or the other, maybe even 10%.
Yeah.
And so that,
I mean, Southern Arizona's always had a long history of being willing to jump party for good people.
Right.
And if I can just conclude about Franzi, you know, he was a Renaissance man who ironically wore cowboy boots and often pretty scuffed up and dirty.
Yeah.
You know, his legend, his spirit, his will, his accomplishments, you know, they're going to be remembered for a long time. Certainly with me, it'll be difficult as I started the day today in the car. I almost instinctively went to calling him on the phone.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we had that kind of a conversation every day.
I am very sorry for your loss and really for all of our losses. Aaron, what about Senator McCain? My gosh, yesterday on the CBS programs, he was saying that the United States leadership was actually better off under President Obama.
Yeah. And just to repeat that question in case anyone missed it, Bill wanted me to comment on the fact that John McCain says U.S. leadership was better under President Obama than it is under Donald Trump. And I completely 100% agree with him. John McCain has a long history of saying things like this when times call for it. And this is certainly one of them. Donald Trump's leadership, if we're going to use that word, has been nothing short of failure. A Republican caucus that was able to repeal Obamacare 67 times when Obama was president has, under the dealmaker-in-chief, barely gotten it through the House once. On the international stage, France, not necessarily a country we've ever looked for bold leadership from, their leader looked Donald Trump in the eye and said, I guess China now leads as the president backed us out of the Paris Agreement. We've accomplished nothing in the last 6 months, and the talk has gone from infrastructure, the talk has gone from jobs to this unconstitutional, it failed again in the courts today, this unconstitutional Muslim ban to this disastrous healthcare bill where 24 million people are going to lose their insurance. And the cloud over the firing of the former director of the FBI for investigating Donald Trump and his campaign's collusion with the Republican government. Excuse me, the Russian government. Must have been a slip.
Bruce, what do you think?
Wow, Aaron, you got almost all of the left talking points in. I'm surprised that you weren't selling tickets for that Shakespearean play in New York City, where Donald Trump is the focus of an assassination attempt as Caesar.
Oh my goodness!
Please look. This has been and let's go back to John McCain.
Okay.
Everybody has McCain derangement at some point in time, listening and watching John McCain. He has represented Arizona with great distinction for many, many years. John is somewhat like Barry Goldwater was in the final days of his career, opinionated, sometimes shoots before he aims. On another day, John McCain may have a completely different point of view. I don't put much stock in what John McCain said on any of the news shows or what's been quoted with the news agencies. Donald Trump is a great political disruptor. Donald Trump has led from the moment he was sworn in. He has worked every day on many, many things that he has changed. He has taken the lead. And Aaron, I would argue with you. I think that the United States movement away from the Paris Accords was a bold and courageous political move for the United States to take.
Hmm.
And there is no question, Aaron, in my mind and the mind of many, many people, the United States has done more in the field of clean water, clean air, clean vehicles, clean industries, cleaning up the oceans and the lakes and so on. This country has been a model for the rest of the world. And whether we're part of the Paris Accords or not, we're still going to continue doing those things. And when it comes to the principles of the Paris Accords, the people in my party, the people who voted for Donald Trump to make a change, this was one of the key things that they wanted him to do. He made a promise. He's kept that promise.
All right.
Really saddens me to hear.
Hold your thought, if you would, Aaron, because we really need to take the break. Well, go ahead. Finish your thought, and then I'm going to take two calls after the break. So, Tom and Greg, please hold, but go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, it really saddens me to hear Bruce talk about American leadership in the past tense. The way he did. Our generals say that climate change is a destabilizing force and makes us less secure. Our business leaders say that it's going to cost us jobs, and our farmers say it makes our food more expensive. And so for Bruce to talk about this just in terms of clean lakes and clean air, which are certainly important things, really misses the point, as did Donald Trump when he pulled us out.
All right, Tom again. Tom and Craig, we do need to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Summer reading is free and fun at the Pima County Public Library. Visit library.pima.gov to find your next favorite book and browse hundreds of activities and special events just for kids now through July 15th. Dream big this summer. Visit your local library or library.pima.gov to find out how.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon, we'll have our monthly Your Meds segment with Dr. Ray Woosley, the former UA College of Medicine Dean, plus our Arts Report, presented by Fox Tucson Theater, with longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer Margaret Regan. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. I took over and I know, Bruce, you are a client, very good client of Moe's, as I am. I took over a beautiful piece to have Moe take care of it. But I had a print of down in Tahiti of the island of Morea, and on the coin, the French Polynesian coin, the 50 franc Pacific franc note, is this particular image. So I wanted the coin with the image. What do you think Mo did? A beautiful job, of course.
Yeah,
he always does.
Yeah, he's awesome.
No, he is. Anyway, let's go to Tom, who is on our live line. Hey, Tom.
Aaron, I heard Martha McSally talking to a group of bankers, and she said no matter how much she's done, she has an R next to her name, which leads me to believe that next year the Senate and the House will go Democratic.
All right. Aaron, I think Tom's referring to that.
That leaked tape came out of her behind-closed-doors meeting with some bankers in town. Yeah, Martha McSally, and not just there, but on your show last week, Bill.
Week ago last Friday, yeah.
Yeah, she sounds terrified. She got a couple of things wrong, though. She said that we think that she's Donald Trump's twin, and that implies that she doesn't have any control over her relationship with Donald Trump, when in fact she's been one of the most exuberant and giddy supporters of his policies. She has a 100% voting record with Donald Trump, which is astonishing because Donald Trump doesn't even agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time.
Which she disputed, by the way, on our show.
Yeah.
She has a 100%.
She got a lot of things wrong on your show. She either is really comfortable lying or just plain doesn't understand the parts of the failed Republican health care bill that she actually wrote. The parts that Martha McSally wrote in this health care bill are actually the parts that are going to lead to pre-existing conditions being stripped away.
Bruce, is she in any trouble this upcoming election?
I would watch what you say, Aaron, about either the integrity or the courageousness of Martha McSally. She has been, from the very beginning, when Donald Trump appeared as though he would be the Republican nominee, somebody who has questioned some of his policies. She has frequently spoken out on this. The fact that she has voted with the Republican caucus is should not be a secret. The people who voted for her to do to make the votes that she's made, and she'll continue to do those. Mm. And I've known Martha now, I think, for close to 6 years. You look into her eyes, Aaron, mm-hmm. if you ever have that opportunity.
I would love that opportunity. When's she going to meet with us in public?
I will tell you that my experience with Martha from the very beginning when I met mm-hmm. her was very, very impressive with her knowledge, mm-hmm. her independence, and her courage. So just watch the kind of things that you say in public about her integrity and her honesty.
When are we going to get a chance to look at her wrong. In the eyes
you will have
because
we
haven't
public,
been able to. She spent more time at the White House.
Don't talk over
the Donald
me.
Trump White
okay.
House than
don't
she
talk
has.
Over me.
Okay.
Don't talk over me.
All right, let's go to Greg.
We'll have plenty of chances in the 2018 campaign, and she'll continue to have town halls.
All righty. Greg is waiting on our live line. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Bill and gentlemen. Let me just say that after 8 years of an administration that was subservient to the enemies of Israel, I'm a fan of Donald Trump because he's much like Benjamin Netanyahu. These are two guys that tell it like it is, and they're formidable when it comes to confronting other leaders of other countries. One of the things President Trump said during his campaign was, we've got to make these countries that are part of NATO start contributing financially. And lo and behold, he's in office just a couple of few months, and he's seeing to it that these other countries that come under the NATO guidelines are contributing financially. And by the way, under Obama, there was restrictive immigration, but it doesn't get the press that that Trump's edicts are getting for obvious reasons. And I'm a big fan of his, and I just believe that after 4 years, he's going to throw in the towel and say, I could probably win if I ran again, but you take over, Mr. Mm. Vice President.
So you don't think he would run again?
I really don't. I think that he's done what he wanted to do, and I just feel like, you know, he's got other irons in the fire.
Hmm. Okay, thank you, sir. What do you think, Aaron?
I don't think he's going to run again either. Just on Thursday, we had this really historic and enthralling congressional hearing, and that's a hard thing to say because congressional hearings are neither usually historic nor enthralling. Donald Trump has already personally admitted to more evidence of obstruction of justice than we were ever able to uncover in the Watergate saga. And what we learned Thursday is that there's an active investigation into several key members of his campaign team, of his administration, not just for what they've done with Russia, but even more damning, the firing of the FBI director for no other reason than the fact that he was investigating the Trump campaign and the Trump administration's ties to Russia. This is going to be a long process. We've already got a lot of information out there. I know that Republicans like Bruce and the Trump White House were hoping that this was going to start to go away. In fact, we're just seeing the snowball start to roll down the mountain. Jeff Sessions is going to be testifying tomorrow. Jared Kushner's negotiating how he's going to talk to the committee. And we're going to see more and more leaks. We're going to see more and more information come out. And as Mueller continues his investigation, I think it's going to be impossible for Donald Trump to run for re-election.
Hmm. What do you think, Bruce?
Aaron, if you had been alive during the Watergate crisis...
Sorry, I'm young.
You obviously don't have a very good sense of the history of what happened during that episode in American political history. I know Democrats, I know the left would love to have an opportunity to impeach Donald Trump. And you're going to do, your friends are going to do everything they can to resist this government. You know what? Let Robert Mueller conduct an investigation. Let the political saga unfold here. I'm comfortable that at the end of the day, Donald Trump will be exonerated of any of the charges that have been made and speculated about his behavior.
All right. Aaron, I give you 10 seconds.
I look forward to all the things that Bruce said. The White House says there's tapes. I'd love to hear them. The White House says that Donald Trump will testify under oath. I'd love to hear that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's been a pattern historically where Donald Trump says a lot of things and nothing comes of it, and Democrats will be fighting tooth and nail every single day to make sure we hold them accountable on those two.
That was 25 seconds. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Aaron Rottenstein, Treasurer, Pima County Democratic Party, Bruce Ash, National Committeeman for Arizona. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Bill.
Nice to see you, Bruce. Thank
you. Nice to see you. Nice to see you also, Aaron.
Likewise. The Monday Political Face-Off was presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check it out, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. I know Bruce Ash and myself give Moe our highest. If we could give Moe a 5-star, we'd certainly do it, wouldn't we?
If I could give him 5 stars, I'd give him 10. The piece he just did for us is like a museum piece.
Whoa.
When he got finished with it.
All right, very good. 12:30, we'll be right back. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Oh, Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and it's time for our monthly interview segment featuring the monthly Scam of Alert. And it is presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Always a pleasure to welcome the smiling face, the lovely and talented Suzanne Miller, the Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at BBB. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning, Bill. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. We are off and running. And for a Monday, I have a lot of energy today. I'm all fired up, and I want to help people get the word, and that's one of the things that we like to do with our BBB segment, and providing some tips and warnings on fraud that's been hitting our Southern Arizona community.
Yeah, we have quite a few subjects that we could talk on, so I'm trying to narrow it down to a couple of big ones that I think impact the most of your viewers.
And some of the tips that we can begin with, let's talk about some of the proactive tips that might be very helpful right off the bat.
Well, you know, the big thing that just happened was that Chipotle data breach. And I'm sure that many of your listeners were affected by that. And so we just wanted to kind of give some tips on what to do as a proactive measure when you are thinking, you know, about making any purchases at a retail store or online. Always pay with a credit card versus a debit card for purchases, because it has, you know, more layers of protection for you.
You can also always, if there's some issue that you would like to contend with your credit card company, it's a little easier on that level than if you're doing just the debit card.
Absolutely.
At least that's been my experience.
Yeah, and you're not having your immediate funds taken advantage mm-hmm. of, you know? So if your checking account is emptied out, you know, that's scary, and it could take up months for you to get that back.
Some people wait every month, Suzanne, to like, well, I'll get a statement about my checking and credit card. I think that needs to be monitored a little more closely.
Especially in the world state today, where we have so much of this data breach happening, so many scammers out there. Really, check your checking account and credit card transactions every week. The other wonderful thing that you can do is set up alerts on your cards that notify you each time your card is used. And there's usually no additional cost to doing so. I have that on all of my cards. And it makes it really a good, you know, just in the back of your mind, you have peace that you'll be notified if somebody else is using your card.
Interesting. So now you have it so you make a purchase on your credit card, you will get an email saying that you just made that purchase.
Yeah, and for
it's kind of a nice backstop for you.
Yeah, you put like the dollar amount. I actually put anything over a dollar.
Wow.
Notify me, because it doesn't, you know, sometimes they're testing you and they'll only do like $5 at first and mm-hmm. then go up from there. So I put, you know, anything that goes on there that's more than a dollar, I get notified, and I think it's great. And then you can also place a freeze on your credit report. I mean, if you're not planning on making any major purchases or requesting like a credit increase or anything like that, go ahead and put that freeze on there. And that way, if they do steal your identity, then they cannot create any new accounts and actually obtain credit under your name.
People freak out, and I know why they would when they hear about these big data breaches. They hear maybe a company that they've had a card with that they do business with. I guess the first thing you need to do is take a deep breath, stay calm.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's scary.
It's very frightening, because you think, oh, what kind of information did they get? How much of my information did they get? But stay calm and really monitor the company's website for information about the data breach. Scammers know when those happen as well, and so they send out emails and do phone calls following up with people. And you can't really trust anyone coming to you. Go to the actual company's site to get the information. That way you know that you're, you know, getting the right information, and you're not giving your information to anyone That's going to continue to evolve us to a further breach.
Suzanne Miller is here. This is our monthly scam alert from the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Suzanne, this is the season. Of course, the monsoon officially begins June 15th, the season. So scammers know that too, and they figure, well, maybe I'll get some like money out of somebody for a roofing deal, and I'm not a roofer.
Oh, yes, it happens.
Yeah, the construction remodeling scam, and it seems to, you know, they go with the season. So, hey, you've got a big problem with your roof. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, we need to be on the alert for that fraud.
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, that's kind of a big thing that obviously is going to happen coming up with monsoons. And in general, you know, there are a lot of people that will drive by your street and knock on your door and say, hey, you know, I see that a tree fell over in your yard and mm-hmm. it hit your roof and you have roof damage. But, you know, we're here right now. We can fix it and you don't have to worry about finding, you know,
yeah, they're going door to door.
You know, it
we're
sounds,
ready.
Yeah, and it sounds like the perfect, you know, solution because who's got time to go through all the mm-hmm. headaches of finding the right people? Well, it's going to become more of a headache if you don't find the trusted sources because a lot of those people are not licensed. They don't have any insurance covering anything that they do. The liability is on you. You really don't want to sign any agreements with anyone who comes to your door. You can take their information and add them as a source, but really when it comes down to finding someone to do construction and remodeling, first, I would always recommend going to our BBB business directory. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that because I think BBB is fabulous as it is, but it's really a trusted source to go to. It's like a one-stop shop.
Does that work? You'll go to the BBB website and then you just put the company name in?
You can put a company name or you can put an industry. So
like
if it
roofing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. If it's roofing and you can actually click whether they're accredited businesses or not, know that when you hit accredited businesses, all of those businesses have been vetted. So you know that they follow the standards of trust. And so, you know, help yourself by, you know, really narrowing down your selections so that you are working with people that you know that would be safe for me to sign a contract with. You don't want it to cost more than it should.
Keep in mind the budget. You know, you don't want to talk about taking out a second mortgage just to pay for something that could have been done with a lot less money.
Yeah, that's really important. Really think about what is going on. What do you need done? Figure out what your budget is and do not get any work done without getting a written contract first. It needs to clearly state the expectations and time frames so that both parties know what's involved and you have that in writing to protect yourself. But that budget piece is crucial because you could quickly, we just did a little add this and we need that now and we need that now. Well, if you have it written and it's clear in the contract, you know, you can't be held responsible for that.
Those add-ons could kill you money-wise.
Yeah,
if it's not in the contract and then they're recommending this and that, that's going to really jack up your price.
Yeah, you have to be really careful about, you know, clear communications with one another. And then again, that's why you want to hire the right people. You really want to get the right person in there. Somebody who knocks on your door, you know, just take their information, but, you know, also check them out. You know, do they have a company logo on their vehicle? Do they have contact information? Who's the owner? What do they have the right licensing? Licensing is huge. You need to make sure that if you're going to get work done, if there's licensing involved, that your contractor is making sure that that is happening because you don't want to end up liable for that.
A registrar of contractor, you want to make sure they are fully licensed with
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
I mean, otherwise you could be in a big problem if this person, if you do have some work done and there's really, you know, those people are gone.
And you don't want to rely on the contractor to be the one to tell you whether you need a license or not. You know, take it in your own hands because ultimately it falls on you if something goes wrong. So just take a moment to call the Office of the Register of Contractors and ask them and, you know, get the information firsthand so that you're not relying on other people, because ultimately this is your checkbook.
And get some sources. If somebody's done some work, maybe you can they can give you some recommendations.
Right. And that's, you know, one thing about the BBB Business Directory is you see reviews by other people.
Good.
So, and, you know, really do your research. If you narrow it down to three companies, look at their company page. You know, really investigate and research and look at as many reviews as possible.
That's doable. That's manageable. You just say, you know, pick three and then go from there. It's not going to take up that much time, but you're going to be able to really find out what's going on with those companies.
Perfect. Yeah, it's the reviews and the ratings are all on the BBB Business Directory pages. So you don't have to go anywhere else. And you can actually get e-quotes as well.
All right.
Right by clicking on a button. So it's really great.
Where can people go now that we've talked about the BBB website?
Minor detail.
Is it easy to find?
It's so easy. It's tucson.bbb.org. Tucson.bbb.org. And the homepage, you can actually click on the business directory. And then on that page, you can get a quote.
And if you forget that particular website, just Google Better Business Bureau.
Serving Southern Arizona, Tucson. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Summer reading is free and fun at the Pima County Public Library. Visit library.pima.gov to find your next favorite book and browse hundreds of activities and special events just for kids now through July 15th. Dream big this summer. Visit your local library or library.pima.gov to find out how.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The excitement is building for the grand opening in 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Go to southwestnewmexico.org. It's a great starting point, and it's only a three-hour drive east of Tucson. Here's the good news. It's hot. We know that in Tucson, but it's a lot less hot in Silver City because their elevation's about 6,000 feet. So lots to do, outdoor activities, indoor antiquing, all sorts of things in historic Silver City. The listing of things to do and the places to stay, again, at southwestnewmexico.org. Let's go now on our Buckmaster Show live line as we speak with Frank Riggs, Mr. Riggs, former three-time congressman, who has all sorts of experience with schools. And Mr. Riggs is a candidate for superintendent of public instruction, a Republican candidate here in Arizona. And Congressman, how are you?
I'm just fine, Bill. Nice to join you.
Thank you very much. Why did you decide to make this run for superintendent?
Well, because I really care about the education of our kids and grandkids. Full disclosure, we've been blessed with four grandkids, with a fifth on the way early next month, good Lord willing, and about the future of our state. And I've been passionate about education and been involved in education at just about every level over the last three decades. And actually, prior to getting involved in politics and education, Bill, right out of the Army, I was a police officer for a number of years. And it was that experience as a police officer, as a violent crimes detective, that led me to realize what Frederick Douglass said, his wonderful saying that it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. It's also a lot less costly to society and to taxpayers in the long run. And that really started me on the path of trying to improve education and expand educational opportunity to all students.
How about during your time in Congress? Were you involved with education?
Well, I really, because I had been a public school board member and two-term school board president in my home community, I became chairman of the House Education Subcommittee almost by default. I don't know that there was anybody else really looking to take on that position. So I chaired in the 105th Congress, what's formerly today called the House Subcommittee on Early Childhood, Elementary, and Secondary Education. And in that capacity, I authored the Charter School Expansion Act of 1998, the program that created basically startup grants on a competitive basis through the states down to local charter schools. I was named National Head Start Legislator of the Year. I was recognized for dedication to children with disabilities by the Special Education Administrators for my lead role in authoring the federal special education law, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. And again, this is just all an extension, really, of how much I have cared about education over the years and how I view educational opportunity as really the cornerstone of equal opportunity in our society. It's that promise of a good education for every student that I think is integral to the American dream.
How about the incumbent, the superintendent, the current superintendent for public instruction, Diane Douglas? How do you think she has done?
Well, I wouldn't be running if I thought she had done a good job. I believe she reversed herself on her fundamental campaign promise to get rid of Common Core in Arizona. As you may recall, Bill, I ran for governor in 2014, got in the race late, had little name ID and not nearly enough money to be competitive, so what could go wrong, right?
You're right.
But in that race, I talked strongly about the need to repeal Common Core. I don't think the idea of one set of very prescriptive top-down standards, whether they're imposed by the federal government or the state government, is compatible with all the robust educational models and different forms of school choice that we have in Arizona, everything from open enrollment, magnet schools, STEM schools, charter schools, of course, online learning. I could go on, but that's one thing we should be rightfully proud of as Arizonans, that we embrace the idea of empowering parents to choose the education, the school model that they deem is best and most appropriate for their child. And I believe Diane Douglas violated her fundamental campaign promise in that respect.
Obviously, you do, because you are running against her and will primary her. When you look at the numbers, I believe Superintendent Douglas won the rural areas, but lost the Phoenix metropolitan area and the Tucson area. That's kind of highly unusual, isn't it?
Very unusual. I believe you're referring to her general election victory. I believe there probably were some coattails there from Governor Ducey's, you know, resounding victory. But you're right. I mean, she ran better in the more outlying rural areas of the state. Ironically, or maybe I shouldn't say ironically, but beneficially in terms, you know, of my campaign this go around, I think I have some name ID and a lot of goodwill out there in the more rural parts of the state, especially with Republican Party activists as a result of having run in 2014. But I believe the wonderful people, the dedicated professionals at the Arizona Department of Education deserve much better leadership than they've gotten from Mrs. Douglas and her team. You know, that position is part managerial, running that very important state department, which is accountable for roughly half of the state general fund, as you know, and $10 billion almost in local, state, and federal funding for our K-12 schools. But it's also a bully pulpit for a superintendent who can use sort of the soft power of the position to advocate for policies that move our state forward. And I believe I am that person. I believe I'm credible, I'm articulate, I certainly have deep and broad experience in education, as I said earlier, at all levels. And I don't believe that Mrs. Douglas has that kind of credibility. I believe she's marginalized herself, lost her effectiveness by picking fights, picking a fight with the governor, picking a fight with her colleagues on the State Board of Education, actually initiating a lawsuit against the State Board of Education, forcing them to countersue her, prohibiting the investigators of bad teachers from being able to remotely access the records of the Department of Education, requiring them to be physically escorted through the building when they were present to do their very important jobs. So Mrs. Douglas, and I think in the process, she's also destroyed morale within that organization. There's been high turnover. There have been people that have been unceremoniously terminated from their employment without any explanation, escorted from the building at the end of the workday or work week. So it's going to be running that department is going to involve a big turnaround in order to re-earn the trust of the good people within the department, and then the trust that the department has to have with all its important constituencies, beginning with parents, but certainly educators, taxpayers, the media, the general public, re-earn that trust that is so important for the department to be effective in its very important responsibilities.
You were the CEO of the Charter Schools Development Corporation. Should people worry if you became the superintendent that you would give the short end of the stick then to the public schools?
Well, now, fair question. I mean, I actually began in education, began in politics, I guess you could say, as well as a elected member of a public school district board of trustees, and then becoming two-term president of that board. I mean, it was the very first thing that I did in education, long before I even knew about charter schools. But I understand that the Arizona Department of Education is responsible for all K-12 schools in the state, 2,000-plus schools, 1,500-plus public district schools, 500-plus public charter schools. And I don't, I don't buy into this argument, this us versus them or zero-sum argument that, well, you got to favor either public district schools, that is to say traditional public schools, over charter schools. I think they all play a very important role in the educational mosaic of Arizona. And charter schools, when they first started out, and I'd like to think I'm one of the, you know, fathers of the charter school movement as a result of my 1998 legislation, the Charter School Expansion Act, but charter schools were supposed to be the R&D arm of public education. They were supposed to be free to experiment, to innovate, to show what might be possible.
Right.
In public education, if we reduced some of the regulations and red tape that, Frank, you know, that we impose on schools.
Frank Riggs, we're going to have to leave it at there. Frank Riggs, for a superintendent of public instruction, a Republican candidate. Congressman Riggs, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much. This portion of the show brought to you and me by Green Things, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Parks. Green Things, for all your gardening needs. Go to their website, greenthingsaz.com. Find out about all of their free workshops that they have coming up. This afternoon, Mike Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Together, they'll put together a great hour. And then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning. From 6 to 9, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you with the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition. Until then, on behalf of Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have yourself a great afternoon and evening.